compliments.
Blog Talk Radio.
360. Jordan.
Yes.
How you doing, man?
Is this Timothy?
Yeah, this is Tim, man, the one and only, man. How's it going, man?
Oh, good, good. Nice to talk to you.
Great, man. I'm glad to have you, man. I almost kind of forgot. I said, oh, man, I kind of immature tonight because it was actually last night, so it's okay. But nevertheless, man, you're here. I'm glad to have you, man. So how you been doing, man?
I'm doing well. Where are you guys located?
Oh, listen, I'm in New York, New York City, of course, the Big Apple, as they call it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm from Long Island.
Okay. Well, I'm born and raised in Jersey, but, you know, we do the show here in New York, of course, you know, so. Why don't you go ahead and do me a favor and introduce yourself to the listeners, let them know who you are, you know.
Okay, cool. My name is Jordan Yael Levine. I'm a producer, a film producer, television, and I own a company called Filmar Productions in Beverly Hills, California.
Okay. How long have you actually been, how did you get started with this, and how long actually have you been doing it?
Well, I'm 24 right now. I started my company when I was 19. I started right after high school. My family friends were executive producers and the investors in the film The Illusionist with Ed Norton and Jessica Biel. And I had a really good time learning that summer right after high school from them, and I decided to open up my own company. So it's been almost 5 years now.
Now, who actually influenced you to do this, and what made you want to actually get your own production company, you know, which how tough it is, you know, to actually, you know, put that
right
into the
Well, I never, you know, I always knew I wanted to be in the business. I didn't really know what aspect of the business. For example, I literally just got back 2 nights ago from Iowa, where I shot a film that for the first time I was not a producer on, but I was actually one of the lead supporting characters of the movie. So I acted in that film. So, you know, I knew I wanted to be in the business, but like I said, I had no idea, you know, which avenue to go down. When I learned from the guys in The Illusionist that summer and seeing what they did in regards to the financing and the distribution, it excited me. I always had a business mindset. So that's how it happened. I met up with my business partner, Frank Osama, who is who's twice my age. We ironically had a lot in common, even though, you know, we're nowhere near, you know, the same age, and the dynamics between his generation and what I could bring to the table has been pretty successful for us in the last couple of years.
Yeah, because you're pretty young. I mean, you started 19, and, you know, now you're 24. You know, you're still pretty young, you know, so you started out pretty young, you know, and, you know, who knows, you can retire at 40 years old. I'm joking. But, anyways, so why don't you explain what are some of your major projects that you've done, you know? And
okay, cool, yeah. Actually, my last movie to come out in theaters was a horror film called Tooth and Nail. It starred Michael Madsen, Vinnie Jones, Rachel Miner from Bully, and Ryder Strong. And that film was in around 350 theaters. It was part of the 8 films to die for, and that came out in early of 2008. Since then, we've had a French gangster movie come out at the beginning of 2009 called Paid, where Corbin Burnson, Tom Conti, Guy Marchand. And last week, we had a little family film starring Eric Persullivan from Malcolm in the Middle called Mo that came out on DVD as well. So that was the past year or so. And next month, we start production on an indie thriller, psychological thriller, called Land of the Astronauts, which we are in talks right now with David Arquette to play the lead.
Okay. Now, so far, it seems to me you're doing pretty good. From what I read, you're doing pretty well. How do you feel about, you know, where you are right now, you know, in the film and production industry?
Well, I feel really well. I mean, you know, I've executive produced 8 movies, and this David Arquette movie is the first time I'm actually physically producing the whole picture instead of just executive producing. And the budgets of my movies have increased. The actors have gotten better every time. And, you know, after this film, we actually are planning to go down to Fiji in the beginning of 2010 to shoot a $7 to $10 million action thriller. So as long as my budgets are progressing, the actors keep getting better, I feel pretty good about what we're doing.
And so I know you guys are ready to do that movie. I know I'm going to get the phone call to play a role. I already know. You don't have to tell me. I'm joking.
You're in it, bro.
Hey,
you're in it, man. You're in it.
You know, I'll get a jet down there, man. I'll fly down there quick, man.
You could be my stand-in.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, so this film is going to be a lot of fun. I'm acting in it as well as producing, and we'll see what happens from there. You know, the intention with this movie, we would like to get into Sundance. I think we might have missed a deadline already, but if we could finish it in time, my director has been in competition there 7 times, so I don't see it as too far-fetched of as a goal.
Now, I'm sure you... a film that you do, I'm sure you hope today, one day, that you get to receive an Oscar nomination or, you know, those type of awards, I'm sure. That's another thing I want to ask.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if we could get an Independent Spirit Award, that'd be amazing. But, yes, obviously in the future, you know, it's a personal goal outside of my company is, you know, maybe one day to acquire a studio deal where I would be a producer, you know, for one of the larger studios, and I wouldn't have to raise financing for my own pictures. And from there, you know, you could just worry about producing the picture and leave the financing and the money to the studio.
Right. Let me ask you this. You know, not that long ago, the people were on strike with this company that they were on strike. What went through your mind when that was going on?
Are you talking about the writer's strike?
Right, the writer had the writer's strike. You know.
Well, the writer's strike affected us because at the time we shot a promo for a cool scripted show in regards to the backstage politics of wrestling. And because of the writer's strike, obviously nobody was taking, you know, any new television shows. So the money that we spent to shoot the promo video went down the drain. So unfortunately we lost out on money. But, you know, right now we are sticking to just the movie. So between, you know, obviously if SAG went on strike, that would affect us. But, you know, that hasn't happened yet, and we're lucky to be in the situation we're at right now.
Yeah. You're pretty young, of course, and, man, and congrats to you. You're 24, you know, you're still, you know, young, and you got a few years under your belt and then, you know, in film. Is there one in particular director or producer that you would say, this is my idol, this is who, you know, I hope to be, you know, not to be like, but to be better in one day?
Well, you know what, I mean, speaking of the Oscars, before Scott Rudin, who produced No Country for Old Men, has a situation that I would love to have, which, like I said, is a studio deal where he gets to produce movies for, you know, a large company that just gives him as much financing as he needs. So I would say somebody like a Scott Rudin, you know, even somebody like Mark Wahlberg, who has transitioned from an actor to a producer, now has a deal at HBO with obviously Entourage, his other TV show In Treatment, and somebody along those lines.
Right. And, you know, since you said that, I had Tyrone Burton on the show, and he's from The Parent, of course, and he was such a huge actor back in the day, but, you know, he's trying to get a production deal, and the fact is that he himself, which large actor that he was, he went over to Sony, and they, you know, they would have said, well, we can't, well, you know, we like your idea, but we can't even touch it. He said, well, maybe we should get Robert Townsend to come, and maybe we'll even think about it, we'll consider it. Just knowing that, like, how hard it is to actually even get them to pay attention to it, you know, or to even consider even to financing your project, you know.
Right.
But
that's why I did what I did, which was you got to get in your own way. Nobody's going to listen to you. You know, everybody has a great script. Everybody has a great movie. But, you know, for me to get my foot in the door, I literally had to raise my own financing, because once you have the money in this town, it enables you to do whatever you want. You know, you can have the relationships with the agents and the actors, but at the end of the day, without the money, you're not going to be able to make a movie. So, you know, I started to finance any movie that I was able to get my hands on, which is why I have 8 executive producer credits under my belt. And, you know, to get a big studio to take you seriously, now for me to transition from an executive producer to a producer, make some successful films, and from there we'll see if I can acquire my own studio deal.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure you're on your way. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great, great job.
I appreciate it.
No problem. So what are you working on now that you can talk about, and what do you got coming up?
All right, well, the film that I just acted in, like I said, the first time I acted instead of produced, that was a great experience. We shot the movie called 2001 Maniacs Part 2. We shot that film in Iowa, It starred Bill Moseley, Lynn Shea, Krista Campbell, Trevor Wright, Katie Johnson, and myself. This film will premiere at the American Film Market this November in Santa Monica, and it will hit theaters sometime early 2010. So that film you could watch me actually in as an actor, like I said. And besides that, we got the David Arquette movie coming up, shooting here in Death Valley, September 14th. And then from there, we're off to Fiji to do a big action movie. And actually, in the interim, before the Fiji movie, we got involved in an executive producer situation on a horror movie called Wreckage. Wreckage is a movie that was written and produced by a good friend of mine, David Forgerio, who's actually writing the Fiji film as well. This film stars Emmy-nominated actor Aaron Paul, Cameron Richardson, and Mike Irwin. So this film they shot, and it came out a little too short, so we helped to come in and raise the remaining financing to do the reshoots on the 4 days that are still left.
Mm-hmm. Of all the big-time actors that are out there, actresses and actresses, do you have one or two that you would love to see in one of your films? See, I want to get her, I want to get him in my film. That would be perfect. Who would that be?
Well, I would say if I'm going to be kind of selfish and talk about somebody that I would like to act with, maybe even in one of my films, I would have to say Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg, but I'm a big fan of, Christian Bale, big fan of Giovanni Ribisi, you know, Boiler Room, Christian Bale, you know, Johnny Depp, all these guys.
Okay. For those people that want to break in production and, you know, get their foot in the door, what advice would you give to them?
Well, you know what, I went the untraditional route, and that was, you know, most people say, go to school, read books, go take New York Film Academy, go to the UCLA extension classes, the film programs, and I'm not going to knock on these programs. I think it's great if people want to learn that way. For me, I learned by doing it all day, every day, literally for 5 years. So, you know, if there's a way that somebody could just, I would say to intern at a production company is much more resourceful, and you could learn, you know, way more than just taking a random class at a film program. Just to be thrown into the mix, whether you're a PA on set, whether you're interning for an executive producer, situations like that, just go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and like I said to you before, the hardest part about what we do is raising money for movies. You know, and then, you know, people also burn out, though. The thing is, after you have the money, you got to understand the business, and I like to look at it as a mathematical formula. Once you have the pieces in place, people like to take advantage of different producers and companies once they have money as well. So you protect yourself with a good lawyer, a good agent, a good manager, and you'll be fine.
All right. That's so true. Where do you plan to see you and your company in the next 5 years?
Well, you know, like I said before, we keep progressing our budgets. We're going from, you know, $1 million films to 3 to 4 to now 7 to 10 this coming January. I would love to just keep progressing the budget and to make profits on these films, you know, open up bigger offices. And if I could really look to the future, maybe one day even convert an old military base into a studio and have a studio system of our own. So that could be a long-term goal. But for the time being, just to make successful movies, make profits, and to keep progressing.
Sure. I'm not going to keep you along with Jordan. But you know what? You know, Jordan, hey, if you need me, call me. If you need money, you need to borrow some money, you need help with payments, let me know. I'm here.
No doubt. We can do a fundraiser on your show.
Oh, hey, no problem, man. Everybody else does.
You know what? We're actually doing the Fiji movie. 20% of the film will be shot in New York, so you guys are more than welcome to come by and stop by the set.
Hey, man, I don't want to just stop on it, so I want to be working on a set, man. Hey, I work for $50 a day.
Hey, you send me your headshots, bro, and we'll get you right in.
Man, we're relatives, man. You know how I look, man, so this should be just done deal. Tim, you got the contract, sign it, let's get to work.
You got it, man. Have your girl contact mine. How's that?
I'll make that happen.
All right, good. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it, bro.
No problem. Jordan, don't go just yet. Listen, you're more than welcome to come back on the show anytime that you see fit. Just let me know. Another thing, Matt, is there anybody you want to shout out? Anybody you want to acknowledge?
You know what? I think everybody knows what's up. I'll say what up to my business partner Franco. Say what up to my parents, and I think that's pretty good.
Okay, Jordan, I appreciate you so much. Tell everybody I said hello. You know, come back by the show and this be your last visit, man.
Will do, man. I'll come stop by for sure.
All right, man. You'll be good, man. Good luck with everything, man. Much continued success.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Way. another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man.
You have change for a quarter? I gotta make a phone call. Thank you. Oh, I hope this woman don't take me to no change today, but I'm at a home.
Keep